judgment has set, the books have been opened. How shall we stand in that great day, when every thought and word and action, God the righteous judge, shall weigh? How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we be found before him wanting, or with our sins all washed away?
Welcome to the Escape for Thy Life radio broadcast. This is a presentation of the independent Thusia Seventh-day Adventist Church, a revival of original Adventism and ancient Christianity. Our speaker is Brother Nyron Medina.
Good day. This is Brother Medina for Thusia Seventh-day Adventist, and please let us start with a word of prayer. Gracious loving Father, please be with us right now as we enter into your word. Grant us understanding, grant us vision, grant us the truth that we may see clearly the world we are living in these modern times, and that they may be analyzed from Scripture, that we would see what you see and know what you do and live the way you want us to live before the end comes. And so we thank you very much for your great love towards us through Christ our Savior. Amen. Well, we are continuing our discussion from last week in the Scripture, and we were dealing with one grand global conspiracy to create a new world order. But this new world order is in fact Lucifer and his angels working through men to destroy the knowledge of God as is revealed in Christ. Yes, my dear people, this is what is going on upon the face of this earth. We need to understand that interpreting current events and modern times, we are looking at actual Bible prophecy being fulfilled before our eyes. This world, although it has become more ungodly, and the forces of evil, the forces of the recalcitrant ungodly, the rabble, the mob that is against Christianity, although they have grown exponentially, the facts are Bible prophecy is being fulfilled. And we are being told that this which happens in the last scenes of this earth's history are to lead to events that will bring the second coming of Jesus Christ right back to this earth. And we are alive as these events are fulfilling, that we would see terrible things happen. Yes, my dear people, even nature is going crazy before us. When rain falls in different parts of the earth, the rain falls so much in such a short while that tremendous flooding takes place in different parts of the earth. Even now, as we speak, plenty flooding have killed more than 100 people in China. Why? Because the river overflowed. Why? Because the rain was so much. And in different parts of the earth, terrible floods killing people all over. And in different parts of the earth, terrible fire destroying property. And in different parts of the earth, hailstones falling and destroying thousands of vehicles, people's homes, and killing people, killing animals. And apart from all of that, revolt has been taking place in the animal kingdom, attacking people all over the earth and killing people. Dogs suddenly go wild and just attack people. Animals, birds, they all just attack people. And you think we are having attack from people? Having attack from people is even worse. Because we are being assaulted for the new world order. There are forces working upon this earth, the Illuminati. In the Bible, the Illuminati is called the King of the South, the beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit, the scarlet-colored beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit. These are terms given to the Illuminati. We are told it is full of names of blasphemy. All of this is what we are told. This power is working to kill a lot of people. They are doing it in the lines of medicine. They are doing it in the lines of politics. They are doing it in the lines of food. Only recently, information has come to us that they plan to bring about huge shortages of food all over the world. Yes, my dear people, the Illuminist bankers, the Illuminist officials all over the world plan to bring about massive food shortage all over the world, to cause riot, to cause revolution, to bring about their new world order. This is a plan that was laid, and it has only now come to surface. And trouble is coming upon the face of the earth, one after the other. When you think this is past, another one comes. But all these things were prophesied of in the scriptures. Many people do not know that the Bible has given us a characterization of the two major enemies Christians in the world have to face. Two major enemies: God's spiritual Israel, God's spiritual Jews, God's people, true Christians, they that keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus Christ. Two major enemies they have to face. In Bible prophecy, it is symbolized as the King of the North and the King of the South in Daniel chapter 11. The King of the North is identified as the papacy. Yes, my dear people. And you might be shocked to know this is an enemy of God's people. Did you hear what the Pope recently said? Where he's blaming Christianity for sodomy and saying we have to apologize to sodomites. What do we have to apologize to them for? For discrimination? We don't have to apologize to them for anything. Look at what God did. He destroyed a whole region. 5 cities on a plain with brimstone and fire because of sodomy and other ills and evils associated with sodomy. Because fullness of bread, idleness, all of these things are associated with sodomy. And he destroyed a whole region. Why should we apologize for that? We are not supposed to apologize for that. We are not supposed to apologize to them. They should stop their wrong and stop trying to force it upon people by use of laws crying discrimination. Because we know that all such legislation, whether okayed by the Supreme Court or whether passed by Congress or anybody representing the people, those laws are meant to deteriorate, to demoralize a people, to rob them of Christianity, to separate them from God, that they may be controlled. Because the Illuminist leaders know very well, they know very well that Christianity, seeing through their evils, discerning their plans, standing for morality, standing for that which is right, will never humble itself to these conspirational intrigues. So they must destroy Christianity. They must remove Christianity from having public influence. They would push any religion they know that do not have such kind of moral rectitude to oppose them. And what will they do? They will destroy Christianity. And this is what they are seeking to do. Today you can hear Islamophobia, but you can never hear Christianophobia. Why? If somebody says something against Islam, or shows something wrong about it, or shows something wrong about their practices, Islamophobia. But everybody criticizes Christianity. There's no Christianophobia. They are so biased and evidently biased. It is so openly biased. And the media push this biases because the media are organs controlled by the Illuminists. Yes, my dear people. Now, all these things was prophesied of in the Bible. And we are letting you know these facts that you would prepare yourself for what is coming. Because trouble is coming. And we warn you, whenever you see the Equal Opportunities Commission in this country, ask the government to pass laws that discrimination could also be based upon sexual orientation. Watch out. These people who recommend that in the commission, they are just following corrupt Americans. That's what they are doing. They are not following truth and sense. What is sexual orientation? Sexual orientation is simply the person's particular leaning to some kind of sexual practice. But what does your personal leaning to some form of sexual practice have to do with legislation? That's not the state's business. And the state is not supposed to tell us we are supposed to respect that. So that if we refuse to cooperate, we are discriminating. But when they say sexual orientation, they usually have in their minds sodomy. That's what they usually have in their mind. And when they usually have sodomy in their mind, they don't think about pedophilia, because that's a sexual orientation too. They don't think about bestiality, because that's a sexual orientation too. They don't think about incest, because that's a sexual orientation too. And all kind of sexual fetishes, which are sexual orientations, because there are people oriented to those kind of sexual practices also. Or they will say, oh, those things are wrong. At one point in time, sodomy was identified as wrong. But the problem is people's moral conceptions are dropping. They are being deteriorated under the assault of passing laws that vindicate sodomy. You see, people will go all out to fight for LGBTIQ and whatever they call themselves, but they will never go all out to fight for Christian rectitude. In fact, they find that Christianity have no part to play when it comes to dealing with that. because they want to deteriorate Christianity. They want to destroy Christianity. Who is being fooled by their claims of seeking equal rights and justice for sodomites? Why must you seek justice for a person on the basis of his sexual behavior? He already has the same rights human beings have. Human beings have rights as human beings. Human beings have freedoms as human beings. Yes, my dear people. Not based upon the sexual behavior they have. And that's why today people are calling for legalization of sexual relations with brother and sister, mother and son, father and daughter, big men and little children. In fact, psychiatry has already told us that pedophilia is a sexual sickness, but it is no longer a crime. So they are actually trying to decriminalize pedophilia. There are hotels and places in different parts of the world, in Germany, in the United States, in other countries in Europe, where people can take animals to have relations with them. And you're not supposed to discriminate against them. Canada, look at Canada, a modern nation, declared bestiality is not a crime. Imagine that. They have defined what kind of sexual practices you can have with animals and declared it is not a crime. Canada, look at Sweden. 2 weeks ago, Sweden declared public nudity no longer a felony. So you can walk naked in the streets. What are they doing these things for? Why are they saying those things? They're doing those things to deteriorate, to demoralize Christianity, to rob the West of their Christian values so that they will become susceptible to the New World Order. Some may say, but Brother Medina, why would you put such a structure of thought together? Because this is not something new. This is what the Bible calls the doctrine of Balaam. Because Balaam himself taught that same kind of concept to demoralize Israel, that Israel will be able to fall under the conquest of the Moabites and other enemies. Yes, my dear people. This is not something we have invented. It is something Jesus himself, with his own words, said to John while he was on the island of Patmos and told him that this is a practice that would take place in the early church around the year 313 ACB after Christ's birth. It would happen when the papal church was growing, when the Roman church was growing, and the leaders of that church was forming the papacy. They would use the same policy upon Christians to seize control of the churches. And we know today the churches in the world are controlled by the papacy. And that's why you have the Roman Catholic Church controlled by the papacy in the Vatican. But they used that same principle before. That's how come a lot of paganism crept into the church at an early stage. They believed in causing the church to lose its sense of morality in a certain extent, that the leaders would be able to seize control over the churches, and they did. And the rest is history for more than 1,000 years. If we look at Revelation chapter 2, yes, my dear people, and we read verse 14, here is where we are being told the early church leaders using this concept to seize control of the church. I quote, in speaking to the church of Pergamos, or in Pergamos, And this church state and church age started from 313 ACB after Christ's birth and continued. Even today, the principles are being used. I read verse 14 for you. It says this. Christ himself speaking, he says, "But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, which taught Balak," notice this, "they hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication." End of quote. Did you see that? Balaam taught Balak to do this. Balak was the king of Moab. In the days when the children of Israel just came out of Egypt and was heading into Canaan, the land of promise that God gave to them. As they were heading there, the Moabite nation saw Israel conquering and moving forward, and they became afraid. They sought a man by the name of Balaam to curse the children of Israel. Balaam was a prophet. They wanted him to curse Israel so that Israel will become weak, so that they would be able to destroy Israel. But when Balaam saw Israel, the Holy Spirit came upon him and make him pronounce great things and great prophecies about Israel, because the nation was perfect in Yahweh at that time. He couldn't curse them. He was offered money and recognition by the king of Moab if he was able to do this. And he wasn't able to. Eventually, Balaam came up with a plan and told Balak that as Israel is following this Yahweh, if you can separate them from Yahweh, they will become easy to conquer. And he taught Balak how to separate Israel from Yahweh. Bring them into immorality. Seduce them. Gradually bring them into immorality, so that as they lose their connection with God, God will not work for them and they will be overcome. And what he did was called conspiracy. So the idea of conspiracy theory is a wrong thing. There is conspiracy. Conspiracy do happen. And do not study the Jews that have made a bad word, conspiracy theory. The Anti-Defamation League in America created that theory, conspiracy theory, as a bad word, using the Jewish media to popularize it, to make it look foolish, to ridicule people. When people showing that there are conspiracies working, they want to bring it into ridicule while they seize captivity over you for their nefarious purposes. And we know conspiracy is a normal thing for the carnal mind. And so they conspired, Balaam with Balak, to bring women from the nation of Midian to seduce Israel. And they did creep into the Israelite camp. They did seduce Israel. And eventually, before you know it, they had a large number of people in Israel worshipping Baal of Peor. And Baal, in that place called Peor, was an immoral religion. Sexual gratification was part of the religious practices. All form of sexual gratification was a part of those religious practices. And it involved worshipping this false god, this thunder god, this god with lightning in his hand, Baal, which was really Nimrod in the Bible. deified, which represented Lucifer or Satan himself. And they worshipped this. And this corruption began to spread in the Israelite camp, until Moses had to put a stop to it with the death penalty for those who were doing it. The death penalty came upon those who were doing it. At one point in time, a man from the tribe of Simeon came into the camp of Israel while Israel were weeping and crying before God in a penitent mood for the wrong that they had done. He brought a woman into his tent for sexual immorality. And at that point in time, Phinehas took a javelin, went into the tent, and slew that Israelite with the woman together with that one javelin. And the Bible tells us this appeased the wrath of God upon Israel. Now, all this shows us that the idea of Balaam, of bringing immorality to a holy people, if you can demoralize them, you can separate them from God, and therefore they can become easy to conquer. That teaching is called the doctrine of Balaam. It was used by the early church when the papacy was seeking control over the churches in the Roman Empire. And it gained control in the Roman Empire by lowering the standard of Christianity, by bringing in pagan teachings within Christianity and combining it. And much of these pagan teachings have remained with us today, like Ishtar, like Christmas, and a whole host of things. Even Sunday exalted as a holy day of God, as a day in honor of the resurrection. That and all was paganism, because the pagans used to honor Sunday. That's what they brought into the church also. Now, years later, Adam Weishaupt, who founded the Illuminati, he was a Jesuit priest in the University of Ingolstadt in Germany. And he was very brilliant. And then the Rothschild family from Frankfurt on the Main in Germany created a meeting, called a meeting, to form an organization that would give them control over the money and politics of the world. And the man they chose to create that organization and fund with their monies was Adam Weishaupt, who left the Jesuits and formed the Illuminati. Adam Weishaupt brought about in his organization, the Illuminati, a large amount of practices from the Jesuits and the Catholic Church to form his organization. All this were known in early history, but today the world has lost this in history. One of the things Adam Weishaupt brought from the Catholic Church into the Illuminati was the doctrine of Balaam. And he secularized this doctrine. The teaching was, if they can demoralize Christians, Christians will become easy to be controlled by laws and by armies for the new world order. And this has always been a policy of the Illuminati. They have done this everywhere. And wherever there have been communist uprising, there first had to have been a demoralization of the people, that the people will lose respect for rights and freedoms. And this has happened all over the world. Yes, my dear people. Historians today try to make a noble thing out of the rise of socialism and communism. But there was nothing noble, there was nothing wise about it. It really wasn't workers seeking to get their just due from their employers. That was the bait. And the workers could be fooled because they were already demoralized. Demoralized by Illuminist pushing of moral corruption in society. Using the lodges to do this. Using institutions of learning to do this. And after they demoralize the people, then they can come with their plans. This teaching was brought over from the Jesuits, from Catholicism into Illuminism by Adam Weishaupt, who was once a Jesuit. And it worked well. Today we have it working with us today. When the Supreme Court of the United States of America declares same-sex marriage legal, they have actually put more demoralization in the United States, which has been spreading to other nations. And by doing that, they have demoralized the people. Now we have about 52 different genders. We have genders named transgender. We have something called binary. We have other. All kind of genders. No longer two genders, male and female. We now have them teaching boys to wear skirts. Actually teaching young children to wear clothes from the opposite sex. If today a boy 8 years old feels he wants to put on a girl skirt and come to school, he can do it. The teacher wouldn't send him home. If he does that, that is discriminating against a gender. And so they are demoralizing the people to control them. You'd observe gun control laws in America are expanding as genders multiply, as sodomy multiply. Why? Because they don't want the people to have arms, to form militias, to protect themselves from government. And in the meanwhile, the government in America have been militarizing the police and has now caused the army in America to be stationed in America to use force against Americans, something that wasn't even in existence in the time of George W. Bush. And so destruction is coming, trouble is coming, and it is coming all over the world. We in Trinidad and Tobago must not drink in the filth coming from America, coming from England, coming from the European Union. Look at what's going on in Sweden. Look at what's going on in other parts of Europe. Gross immorality legalized by the state. Even Canada has done the same thing. And they are destroying nations with this corruption. But what do they think? They think that God will close his eyes to those things? They think he wouldn't send retribution? Already nature is in revolt. The jet stream that move over the earth very high, that controls the weather, have changed. Has gone below the equator. And now warm air that's supposed to more remain in the equator has now moving to the north. We're going to have terrible changes in the weather taking place. We are going to have terrible troubles. It has already started. Flood, lightning. Lightning kills much, much more people now than ever before. Look at how much tornadoes. Look at how much storms. Look at the heat of the sun. Oh, they are blaming global warming to put more tax money in the hands of Rothschild. But the facts are the whole earth is changing because of iniquity. It is man's iniquity that destroys the earth. And the Bible says God will destroy them that destroy the earth. These are the things happening. We are talking to you people out there to open your eyes about these things, to help you see these things, to help you know the world you are living in, to help you interpret the events going on around you. And not just to see it as if you're just living in modern society. It's how things go, so cooperate with it. You can resist those wrongs. You can say no to it. You can let the righteousness of God through the faith of Jesus Christ dwell in you when you repent and believe, when you are justified or converted. That righteousness, through faith, the character of Christ, will bring you into obedience to God's Ten Commandments. And this ensures your particular protection from God. So that when destruction is in the world and the wicked are facing retribution, you will be protected by the grace of God. Yes, my dear people. Now we will continue this discussion more because we have much more things to show you. But if anyone wants this program, call us at 625-0446. 625-0446. We will send this program for you plus others that went before. And we'll do it free of charge. Just give us your name and address and we'll mail them to you or hand deliver them to you if possible. And on TV6 at 10 a.m., we have our television program, Escape for Thy Life. So, may God bless you and prepare you to face what is coming. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
The judgment has set, the books have been opened. How shall we stand in that great day when every thought and word and action God the righteous judge shall weigh? How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we be found before him wanting, or with our sin?